Menachas Perek Zayin Mishneh Beis. We're going to discuss other korbanos of behemoth that also come with types of lachmim, where there's an auxiliary korban mincha together with a korban. The first example that the Mishnah gives is the miluim. Korban miluim is not a korban that was brought always, but it's in the Torah in Pashas Tzav and Pashas Shmini. That's the Shiva Simei miluim that Aaron Bonov became kehanim. The second that we're going to have is Korbanos Nazirus, which is Noeg L'Doiris. That's in Parashas Nosoi. So first the Miluim. HaMiluim HaYiboyim Kimatzah Shebatoido. Chalos U'kikim U'revuchah. The Torah speaks out those three minim. But it doesn't have the fourth chelik, which is Chometz. Again, we said that's a halacha that's unique by Toido. HaNazirus, the Korban of Anazir, the Lachmim, was even less. So it's about Shtei Yodois, two types B'matzah Shebatoido. Which two? The chalas and the rikik, and not the revucha. Ve'en ba revucha. Nimtzu asor kabim yushalmiyos. So ma'ase, if you have to make a sakakol, l'fi the cheshbon that we had in the Mishnah before, how much soilus would you need? For a korban niziris, if we said before that by the lach metoides, 15 for the chometz, which is not negated by the nazir, 15 kavin for the soilus that you need for the lachme matzah, so he can have 2/3 of that. It's going to be asor kabim yushalmiyosh and shisha esureinois va'aduyon. Here he cheshvins out. He goes back to the midbarios, and he cheshvins out that 10 kavim is 6 esureinois va'aduyon. That word va'aduyon means a va'oid. Comes out 6 2/3. Lefi the cheshvin. Mishnah adds, mikulonai noita lechem me'asor truma. This is the halacha that we were magdim. That the Trumas Halachmim is 1 out of 10 that was eaten by the Kohen. Shenema vehikrim imenu echad mikol korban truma lashem. How do you know that truma is 1/10? The Rav brings earlier in Mishnah Aleph that this is a gzer shov that we learn out from vehirim imenu truma lashem in Pashas Koirach that teaches us that Trumas Maisa, the amount that's given from Maisa, from the Levi's Matona, that's given to the Kohen, is 1 out of 10. The Mishnah adds a few more details that we learn out of the Pasuk. V'hikri v'menu echod mikol korban, lantzach echod shalayitol poros. It has to be a full lechem, it shouldn't be a piece. Mikol korban, shiyu kol korban eshovim, that each one has the same amount of lachmim. V'shalayitol mikorban lachaveroi, it shouldn't take from one to another. It should be taken mineo bay from each carbon. And then the pasuk says, Mishnah's quoting the lashon of the pasuk, la koyin hazorik is dam hashlom lo yeh. To the koyin who zorik the dam hashlom, that's who gets. Again, it's called over here shlom, even though we're talking about a toido. He gets that v'ashar nechel abaylim. That's what's given to the koyin. The rest is eaten by the baylim. Mishnah gimel hashoychid es hatoido b'fnim. We're going now on the relationship. We had a little bit of these type of minyonim. Legabe the kivse atzeres, where you have the korban, which is matir the lachmim. Could be over there, even the ikur, the korban, is the lechem. But lemaisa, the chalois hamatir in the shtei alechem, nemtzach from the kivse atzeres. Over here in toida also, there's an interesting relationship between the korban toida and between the lachmim. Hashoiches hatoida bifnim, he shechted the carbon. He shechted the regular shechita kabbalah lachazika. Lemaisa, at the point of doing the avodah, the lachmim are still outside of Yerushalayim. They're not in a mokum that's roi bichlal is kaddish bikdushas carbon shlomim. They're outside the chaymis Yerushalayim. Forget about they're outside the azara. There's no avodah necessary on them. They're outside where they could be eaten. So then, like kiddush alechem. Kedushas HaGuf is not chal on something where it's minanimna that it should be eaten or it should be treated with Kedushas HaKobonis. There's a loch of Yotze. So it's in a mokum that would be nifsal, about the Kedushas is not chal in the first place. What passels the carbon will be meinea, also the Kedushas being chal. Shchoto ad shaloi kormu betanur. Let's say they shechted the carbon toido, and it was before karmel means when it's crusted, when it's hardened. That's when it's considered a full loaf. It's not a final product. Vafilu karmu kulam chutz me'echem mehem lekiddush alechem. Again, you don't have the lechem. So this is a different type of halacha. The lachmim are not fully existing as lachmim, so they can't be niskadish. So it doesn't say the carbon is possible. We'll just add, the Rav brings down the discussion. We explain the Mishnah, the way the Rav explains it, v'lachma chutz l'chayim, it's outside the chayim of Yerushalayim. So it's outside a mokim that it can have kedushas, kachem kalm, because it will be nifsal b'yotze. And that's why it can't be challenged that the kedusha yideh the zvichas ha-carbon. The pasuk l'maisa seems to say not that way. The pasuk says, v'hikriv al zevach ha-toida. V'lachma al l'chayim means there. So the truth is that it's a machlokes in the Gemara. The way we just explained the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish holds, lachme toida means, the al means that it has to be samuch. So how do you read the Mishnah chutz l'chaimah? So the Mishnah has another reading. You look at the Rav, he brings that there's a mokim which was called Beis Pagi. The Rambam's guess is Beis Bagi. It's a mokim that's korev to the Harabayis. So that was the place where they prepared the Korban Mincha. So that would be called Somuch. Somuch doesn't mean within 2 feet, within Dalet Amos. It could be on the other side of the Azara. But we learn out that it has to be Somuch. Somuch means in a mokum that's shayich to the Korban. It's a little bit vague. How far is that? It's the mokum where it was Hukhan. Lemaisa, we explain the Mishnah that it's not going on that. It's going on the Chayim of Yerushalayim. The outer Chayim of Yerushalayim. That's the place where the lachme toid have to be. Now, what's not mavur over here is, so what happens? He brought the carbon. He certainly wasn't yoytzi de lachme toid. So what happens is the carbon is kosher. Call it a carbon shlomim. I mean, it has kedushas toid and it could only be eaten yom v'layla. But there's a halacha, there's a choyv gom, he has to bring the lachmim. Now, he can't bring the lachmim independently because they don't have a hakrova. So the chalois of the shem kochim, and the Shem HaKrov is only when the Niskadish Al Yideh, the Mechaper of the Avodah Saddam on the Behemoth. So what's he going to have to do? Poshut. He's going to have to bring another carbon toida. He's going to have to bring another carbon that will be matir lechem. The lechem will be hukrav Al Yideh Achila with giving to the Kohen, with the Tnufa, all the Chelke Avodah, and with that he's Yoytzi Yideh Chavasi. The Mishnah now says a different point, based on the same idea that the carbon shafts the kedusha of the lachmim. Shchoto chutzlos manav chutzlom kaima. He was mechashev and machshava poiseles, machshava mefageles. Kodash alechem. So it's niskadish. The same with the carbon. It really has kedusha guf, but the carbon now becomes nifsal. It shafts the shem psul, and it's carbon psul. So mele over here also the kedusha of carbon is chal the lechem after paslin. Shchoto v'nimtzes treifa. However, if the shchita was possible, not because of machshava poiseles, because there was something wrong with the shchita was not a valid shchita because it was a shchita on a treifa. So it's not a carbon. You took a carbon, and the Maaseh now it's a dead animal. That's psulim u'kedoshim. Yoytzei l'beis ha'treifa. L'maaseh, the lachmim don't become niskadish. So they have kedushas dom, they didn't become kedushas aguf. So if you want to trade them in for something else, you want to make pidyon, gizuntahei. But they don't have a psul of a carbon because they never became a carbon. Mishnah says, shchota v'nimtzes balas mom. Here's where a little more nuanced. Nimtzes treifa was never a hakrovas carbon at all. A carbon of a balmum is not just nifsal, but there's a chil of the carbon in a carbon that was brought as a balmum. So here we have a machlokes. What's the machlokes? So the Gemara in the Avayin Tes says that it's poshut, that if we're talking about a proper balmum, a real balmum, a broken leg, a cut off finger, whatever it is, that type of behemoth is considered loy miminoi, and there's no akrovas carbon, about loy kiddush alechem. What we're talking about over here is a slight, what's called doikin shubayin, and we have to refer back to halacha that we had in Zvochim Perektes, with Zmachloikis Tanoim, over there, Rebbe Kiva and the Chachomim, about that type of mum, that it might be considered enough of a sholem, that's considered a min korba, that im olo loyevit. It has a hakrova, it's a paslus in the hakrova, and the carbon loyotzi dechavosi has to bring another carbon, but in the etzim chefza of the carbon is a carbon. He wasn't Yotzi de HaKrovas Korban, so it's not Mechaper. It is enough of a Balmum for that. But in the Etzim Cheftz of the Behemah is a Sholem. It's not a Gansa Krova, this Deikon Shabayin. But the Cheftz of the Korban is a Gansa Korban. And because of that, if it goes on the Mizbeach, Lo Yerid, because it's a Korban, anything that's not a Korban that's foreign to the Mizbeach comes down. Aba over here, Mol Lo Yerid. And therefore, there's enough of a shame carbon that the lachmim get schlepped with. And of course, you can't eat them, but you're stuck with psulei amukdashim. So again, there's nothing you can do with them. Shchata shaloi lishma. What about with the behema, the carbon was shechted shaloi lishma? V'chein eila miluim v'chein shnei kivsei atzeh sheshchotin shaloi lishma lo kiddush alechem. What's pshat this? So first of all, just to explain the mitzvahs, the Eila Miluim is the carbon that Aaron Ubanov brought in the we saw the Chelik HaLachmim of the Miluim that we described before. It came together with an Ayil. So there also you'll have the same type of relationship between the Ayil and between the Lachmim. The Shnei Kivtzei Atzeres, of course, is the Avi Avois. We have a Shchitas carbon being matted the Lachmim. In all three, there's a Gzes HaKosov. Even though a carbon that's brought shaloi lishma, only a chatos or a carbon pesach is posel. The other carbonas are a carbon, they're even eaten. They're kosher carbonas, just lo yotzi dechavosan. Still, the zigzag hakosuv that felt in the hakrovas hakarbon enough that the hakrovas hakarbon doesn't shaf a chalois matir to make a chalois shem carbon on the lachmim. It's a gzeis hakosuv. It's not the type of thing you could say in a svara. The pasuk says, "Al chalos lechem chometz Yaakov karbonoi al zevach toidish lomov," that the zevach it has to be shechted al zevach toidish lomov. We learn out from the extra words that the Torah repeats it again that it has to be a zas sort zevach, a shchita of toidish lomov, not where it's brought shalai lishma. So this is a bazunder gzeis hakosuv, even though shalai lishma. It's a full-blooded carbon, but since it's layotzi dechevosor, included in that is also that's a weaker type of avodas carbon, not to shaf kedushas aguf on the accompanying lachmim.